Hi there. The word for you today is put your faith to work. We've been talking about it for the last few days. It's an important subject for everyday life. Luke 17:19, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's look again at the 10 lepers Jesus healed. In the final stages of this disease, the flesh literally began dropping off their bodies. But notice something. Jesus didn't lay hands on them or even pray for them. Actually, he didn't even address their leprosy. Instead, he commanded them to go and show themselves to the priest. How odd. To some of us, it might even seem ridiculous. Can I tell you something I've learned? Before God will do the miraculous, sometimes he'll stretch your faith by asking you to do the ridiculous. Indeed, when he tells you to do something, it may not seem like it's even related to what you're praying about at all. When that happens, you have a decision to make. Doubt him or obey him. Hey, instead of discussing the issue endlessly, just do what God's told you. Now, sometimes God will give you, quote, a word, but it looks like it's not working, yet it is. Even when it doesn't look like it is. The faith that God responds to doesn't require explanations. Can I say that again? The faith that God responds to does not require explanations. The Bible says in verse 14, and so it was as they went, they were cleansed. Note those words, as they went. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When God tells you something, step out on it. Try to imagine this scene. While these lepers are walking, their toes are growing back. As they move in obedience to the words of Christ, a stub turns back into a finger. You getting the picture? Don't stop now. Keep walking, my friend. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Rise up in faith today and declare, I'm coming back.